This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And today, checking in with State Senator David Brock-Smith, who last week put out a call for a special session of the Oregon State Legislature to look at a potential repeal of Measure 110 that was enacted by voters just 3 years ago. David, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you.
So talk about what led to this call for a special session and what kind of reaction you've heard in the past few days.
Well, Kyle, we received an update from a drug policy update to the Oregon State Sheriff's Association, the Oregon Association of Chiefs of Police, and that occurred on Wednesday, September 27th. The evidence is clear that we have had the number of overdose deaths triple since the implementation of Measure 110, even though, and I waited for the first meeting of the new committee to go over their information. And when the Oregon Health Authority decided not to give the updated information to date, when the CDC data was clearly there and online, and we could, and Senator Knope brought it up, it was time to move forward. Representative Reschke had called for the special session the week prior. We need to give law enforcement the tools that they need that were taken away by Measure 110 to protect our communities and our residents.
Now, locally, our county commissioners, the sheriff, and the district attorney put out something, I think, a day after yours, also calling for that repeal. Are you getting similar sentiments from other bodies of government around the region?
Oh, yes. No, prior to this recent statement from the county commissioners to reinforce the call, they had actually requested a repeal on October 4th. They had sent in a resolution passed by the county on October 4th that spoke about the public safety and law enforcement and measures 110's decriminalization of certain drug possessions that compromise the public safety by reducing the deterrent effect of law enforcement, requesting that the negative impacts of measure 110 needs to be rescinded. Curry County and Coos County passed similar resolutions around the same time, if not a little bit before. And so all three of the county commissions in my district have asked for this. We are obligated to protect the citizens to move forward and give law enforcement their tools. I'm hopeful that my colleagues in the legislature will feel the same, and or the governor, to do so.
Now, have you heard back from the governor's office or any other folks in the legislature about this?
Only Senator Lieber's press release that came out about 4 hours after mine, stating that they're essentially, I'm paraphrasing, moving forward with the new committee and can have some reforms in the short session. I believe that we need to answer the call from law enforcement across the state and give them their tools by having a special session and repealing. The funding for treatment has already been allocated in the biennial budget and will not change, but we can give the public safety professionals and their and officers the tools that they need, and that will also help break the cycle of addiction. And in doing so, the committee can continue the work, working with them and our counties, our public and mental health, both public and private sectors, and craft a piece of legislation that can be drafted, discussed, and passed in the short session coming up in February of next year. And that should really be the focus of that short session moving forward, and how we need to address the fix, if you will, in Measure 110. But right now, our communities are in distress and people are dying, and we need to give law enforcement back their resources to address these issues.
Now, a procedural question, I guess, aside from the issue in front of us, can the legislature repeal a ballot measure that was passed by the voters, or do they need to put it back out for the voters to vote on again?
My understanding, Kyle, is the legislature can repeal with the proper number of votes in the body. The legislature can repeal a ballot measure if they have, my understanding is if we have a three-fifths majority.
And as you've talked to folks, one issue that I have heard of, at least locally here, is over the course of the last couple of years, a number of folks in law enforcement choosing to leave law enforcement partially, or in some cases mostly, because of Measure 110. Have you heard that as well?
I have, across the board. Measure 110 was a disaster. It took away the tools that law enforcement had as a deterrent with arrest. It has allowed the expansiveness of homelessness to continue to rise, open-air drug use in our communities, and 63%, a recent poll shows that even 63% of Democrats surveyed in this state want it repealed. And so I believe that we have a great opportunity to move forward. We cannot afford to continue on this path, and we certainly cannot wait to give law enforcement their tools back in next year. OHA has been a disaster when it comes to rolling out the resources. And frankly, those resources, in my mind, as a former county commissioner, need to go to the counties directly. And then those counties create those MOUs, memorandum of understandings, and partnerships with local support and service agencies, so that those dollars can be held accountable and the treatment dollars can be held accountable. And when we funded Measure 110's treatment, we took away dollars from law enforcement, and we need to make sure that those dollars are back to law enforcement to still deal with the problems associated with the open-air drug use and other property and personal crimes that are occurring because of the increase in drug use itself.
It's interesting to hear on the police scanner, and of course every day varies, but there are several days just here in the Umpqua Valley that I will hear several situations. Of course, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes that led to them or what the particular drug may be. But if folks where Narcan or Naloxone is administered to save people, oftentimes that is very successful. Sometimes it is not. But it's kind of stunning to hear days where there are several of those just in one day.
Yes, I just want to say thank you to our public safety officers that are doing and administering those life-saving efforts, because they are saving those people's lives by doing so. And I can tell you, Kyle, that all the data shows that the increased rise in use, of course, is from fentanyl. It is cheap, and it is flowing into our state and frankly our country with the open border policies. We have new gangs from Central and South America countries that are flooding into Oregon, because Oregon, with Measure 110 being the first state in the nation to decriminalize possession of these certain drugs, has not just gone across the country, but have gone around the world that Oregon is open for business if you want to be a drug dealer. And again, the tools for law enforcement have been taken away. And so we have to stop and break that cycle. And the only way to do that is to repeal this measure. Now, there's conversations about, and there's individual business groups that have come together and are funding another initiative process, which is fantastic. But again, that's not going to be until November of 2024 that could be on the ballot. And meanwhile, we're putting our law enforcement officers in greater risk, our public in greater risk, and people are dying. And so we need to act now.
All right. We're out of time for the moment, but I'm sure this issue is going to be one that's going to be with us for a while. State Senator David Brock Smith, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:42 at the Morning Report.